The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? Christine is here on the phone. Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hey, y'all. I need to know, am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. Let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
Let's do that. What's going on, Christine? Who are you arguing with?
Well, okay, my husband. Mm-hmm. My daughter right now is so heartbroken. All the girls in her class were invited to this one girl's party.
Uh-huh.
And but not my daughter. So I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I told my husband, I'm going to call that Jessica's mom. And my husband said, no, you're not. You're not going to call her. And then I said, well, the hell I can't. I mean, someone's got to teach manners. Like, my daughter is so upset and she can't get over it.
Right.
And so now I'm thinking, I got to go to this school and I gotta tell this woman. I gotta tell her what's what. You just can't treat kids this way.
Okay.
And it sets a bad tone.
Right. Okay. Jessica is your daughter's friend or the girl at school who didn't invite your daughter to the party? Is that right?
Yes. All the girls in the class were invited except for my daughter.
Oh.
That's mean.
Yeah. Are she and Jessica not friends or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're 12, so this is the beginning of when all the crap starts.
Oh, that's the worst age. Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? Yeah. My daughter won't really tell me what it is. And I don't know. I don't know at all.
Okay. And so you wanted to call Jessica's mom. Do you know Jessica's mom? Or you were just going to like call her up and say, hey, it's me. You're horrible.
I don't really know her. I mean, I knew her when the kids were little.
Right.
But I don't really know her. I don't know her enough. I don't know her enough to have a civil conversation.
Right.
So I really want to just make sure that she knows that this is unacceptable.
So do you want us to call your husband or do you want us to call Jessica's mom?
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm up for either.
Yeah, I'm down.
No, call my husband. I just want him on board. I'm going to do this. And I want to do this.
Okay, all right. What's your husband's name?
Roger.
All right, let's call Roger. Here we go.
Hello.
Roger.
Yes.
Good morning, man. How are you, Roger?
I'm good. You sound like Mark of Mark and Megan.
Wow. Wow.
Nailed it.
I wish we had a t-shirt or something. Roger, it's Mark K of Mark K and Megan. Megan's also here.
Hi.
Oh, yes, there you are. Yeah, my wife listens to you guys all the time.
Oh, your wife does?
And I happen to be there on occasion.
No, I know. You understand. You listen by default.
She listens.
We'll take whatever we can get, man. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, that's cool.
She's on the phone with us, as a matter of fact. Christine, say hi to your husband, Roger.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Oh, that...
Honey, I'm fine. What's up?
You know what's up. I told you I was going to do this.
Yeah, she's still mad about Jessica's party and how your daughter didn't get invited. She wants to confront Jessica's mom at school and teach her manners, I think is what she said.
Why don't you want her to do that?
If you think she's an outsider now because they don't want her at the party, what if we call, then what do you, I mean, forget it. She's going to be on the outside and then stuff.
Yeah, that's actually a decent point.
You just got to correct this behavior now. It's only going to get worse unless you fix it. Our daughter is so heartbroken. I mean, you know, this is, you think this isn't the beginning of something awful? This is the beginning. We're already there.
No, hey, trust me. I know what it's like not to get invited to parties. hang on. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Is this something you should actually confront? If all the kids except for one get invited to the party or do you just kind of let it go and move on to the next? 340-9595. WAPE, good morning. Hi, who's this?
I don't want to say my name.
Okay, don't say your name then. Just we'll call you Phil.
Okay.
Well, I'm guessing that's not your name. Last time I tried it.
Yeah. No. Tell her don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Tell her, you know what? Sit down with her daughter, watch Mean Girls, watch a movie called Remember Me. And it's about people that go out of their way to try to be accepted and ugly things happen to them. You know what? Teach your daughter a thick skin. Tell her they were never her friends to start with.
Okay.
So, you know what? She's better than that. And one day she's going to, you know, just have to do something, but don't do it. Do not seek to their level. They're mean girls and they don't deserve the attention.
Okay.
But it's just a party.
All right. Great. Yeah. That's great advice.
That
that's
is great advice.
Advice. Thanks, Phil.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you later. I can't pick your girls because like that happened the one time. Remember? The woman was like, I don't want to get my name. I said, we'll just call you Leanne. And her name was Leanne.
Oh, my God. No.
Like of all the names in the whole world.
Of course.
Yeah. 340-9595. What's your advice? Diana, good morning. Hi. What'd you want to say?
Hey, well, I just wanted to say there might be a reason that the mom and dad don't know. My daughter, who's 23 now, was 12 years old, and she was new at a private school here in Ponte Vedra.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of the girls had a party. I mean, everyone had the party, and they didn't invite her. And I was furious because I was like, are you kidding me? She's a great little girl, rides horses, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to the teacher and asked, and the teacher said, and unbeknownst to me, Rachel had hyperhidrosis, so she didn't smell very good, so the girls didn't want her. So the teacher had great, great advice, and that was, Rachel, invite all the girls to her house. And so she did.
So wait a minute. You're saying that she may just smell bad, and that's why they don't want her there?
There's some reason. They're not just being meanie heads. They're 12 years old. So the teacher's advice to me was, invite all the girls to a spend the night party at your house.
Okay.
So we did that. All the girls in that class have been best friends ever since, and they're now 23 years old.
Does she still smell though?
She's outgrown it.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God. Perfect. All right.
But you know, it was a pretty traumatic thing for her whole growing up life.
No, yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
hey, thanks, Diana. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care.
All right, yeah. Bye. Thanks for listening too. That's because it was hyperhidrosis.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what that...
I don't know what that even is.
It's something apparently...
Do you need to wear deodorant?
Makes you smelly, apparently. Donna from Arlington, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Donna. What's your advice?
I think this is why we have a nation full of little butthurt whiny babies. Because, I mean, this is like the same as giving your kid a participation trophy when they play like crap.
Yeah.
How about use this as an excuse to teach your kid that the world ain't always fair? And maybe toughen her skin up and you say, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to y'all's party. I got better things to do.
Yeah.
Instead, you whine, get her there. And do you think those girls are going to treat her very good when she has to be there, when she didn't want her there?
Right, exactly. Why would you want to go if they didn't want you?
I wish I was Jessica's mom and that woman came to me at the school. I would make it so much fun. This is why we have a nation full of butthurt little babies.
Right? Yeah, right. Okay, right. Got it.
Have a good day.
Oh, she's all done. Okay, goodbye. We were at dinner the other day, speaking of life not being fair, and we were talking to my son about something or other and blah, 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 and he said something like, life's not fair. Or he said something like, it's not fair. And my wife turned to him and said, well, you know what? Sometimes life isn't fair. And my daughter, who was just kind of listening, half listening, she heard that, and she all of a sudden turned to my wife and said, wait, what?
That's my favorite.
Like we just ruined her entire...
Wait, what do you mean life's
right.
not fair?
Like it's the first time she'd ever heard it. My wife turns to me and says, you know, well, you know what, Bean? Sometimes life isn't fair. And I was like, wait, what?
That's so funny.
We ruined her whole day. I couldn't believe it. That life
I was... feel her pain.
Yeah. Well, look, Christine, a lot of people are saying, you know, your husband may actually have a point here that you can't force people to be friends with your daughter. It's going to backfire on everyone.
Well, I don't know what the hell else to do, honestly. This is a terrible, terrible thing. I don't understand how this kid's mother could even do this.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I understand. I know. Look, it's 12 years old. It's tough. You're trying to make friends. I mean, I wish I'm 42. I have no idea how to make friends, so I'm not. Megan, maybe you have some friends, right?
A couple.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Hang tight. Just whatever. You just don't confront anybody because people seem to think that's the worst idea.
Yeah.
Okay. We're
going to
live with it, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good. Hey, look, well, this is good. Roger, thank you, sir, for your time. We really appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Especially since I can tell you got your hands full.
Yeah, right.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Hear Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.